Tom, we've got earnings coming out in, you know, starting in a couple, 3 weeks. And, you know, I think folks are going to be spending more time focusing, not so much on the earnings because we know they're going to be grim, but really on some of the balance sheet issues, debt, liquidity, pension obligations, things like that, to get a sense of kind of what's going on there. We welcome our good friend Amanda Iacone, Bloomberg Tax's financial accounting reporter. Amanda, thanks so much for joining us. So talk to us a little bit about some of the balance sheet issues that you think investors will be or should be looking at this coming earnings season.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, guys. Thank you for having me. Look, it's all about the cash right now. Just listening to the markets report we just heard, it's all about freeing up cash. How much cash do they have in the bank? Do they have short-term credit lines that companies can draw down on? Are they going to be cutting dividends? Are they furloughing staff? You mentioned Macy's and Kohl's. That all frees up cash. It's all about who has enough money on hand to endure the crisis and have a shot at serving customers again on the other side of all this, right? So investors are already looking at balance sheets, right? These are a snapshot in time of the assets and obligations that a company has, right? Most recent data we have is from December. And so that's really what investors are working off. I mean, projections for growth, revenue growth, I mean, everyone's had to just tear those projections up
but
and start from scratch.
Amanda, if they need more cash, do they just go out and get it for equity? I mean, David Wilson mentioned Carnival with their horrific story of the past 60 days. Forget about Carnival. A regular American company, is it so dire that they're going to rekindle short-term paper by diluting equity?
Look, it's an option if they have to do that. Obviously, companies are considering that option. I mean, it's sort of all hands on deck, no pun intended, talking about a cruise ship company. But they're looking to ride out this crisis, and they don't know how long it's going to last, right? Timing here is critical. You know, you might be able to continue to pay your leases on equipment and facilities. You might be able to continue to pay employees who aren't working, but do you have enough cash to pay debt that's coming due this year and next? Those are some of the factors that investors are considering right now.
Paul, should we sign Amanda up? I missed that pun. She killed that.
Killed it. I mean, she's exactly.
All hands. Well, I don't mean that's not funny, but all hands on deck. Carnival Cruise, did you get that?
I got that. You know? That was perfect.
This is slick, I tell you.
Exactly. So, Amanda, what are some of the things that you think investors should be looking at? You know, a lot of times we don't really think about some of the liabilities, you know, other than just, gee, what's your long-term debt? What are some of the other things that investors will be likely looking at as they think about liquidity for these companies?
So, you know, another area are lease liabilities, right? Remember all those airplanes and warehouses and office space that came on the balance sheet last year. Investors now have a full year of lease liability data to factor into their models. Look, Cheesecake Factory last week announced they weren't going to pay rent in April, right? That's a major expense for them. It's a major long-term liability. So that's one area that investors are looking at. Intangible assets is another. Companies are likely going to be evaluating whether or not they need to write down the value of those assets. And they're doing that analysis now. And so if they write down the assets, they still might owe debt on that acquisition, whether it was an intellectual property or a brand. They still, if they took on debt to buy that property, they still owe on the debt. So those are just a few examples.
Right. This has been way too much accounting for Tuesday morning. Amanda, thank you so much. All I can tell you, Amanda, is one of the intangibles is my ability to consume key lime pie cheesecake at Cheesecake Factory. We thank Amanda Iacone for reminding us that Cheesecake Factory is closed.